Hi, welcome to the weekly Live Mint podcast where we pick out our favorite stories of the week. I am Pritika Khanna and I have Mint's executive editor Anil Padmanabhan sharing his favorite stories. So the biggest development this week was the passage of the Constitutional Amendment Bill, which is enabling the goods and services tax. And this is a long pending, it's been many years coming and it's finally happened. How key is this development?
Huge. This, as the Mint headline said, One Nation, One Tax, sums it up in the idea behind this. Because as of now, we almost have 29 plus 6, 7 union territories. So you're talking about 36 tax regimes. So in your head, if you looked at the European Union, it would be a good example of where India is headed. So in terms of economic entity, India will become one economic entity for the first time, and interestingly, in its 70th year of independence. So that is one big takeaway. Second, it introduces enormous economic efficiency in the system. One estimate is that it'll add to about 2% to our GDP. And thirdly and finally, the fact is that this is a kind of reform initiative which is hitting the mental reset button of this country towards a rules-based regime. I think to me, personally, a big fan of a rules-based regime, this is one very, very important step in that direction.
There was also another development in the Lok Sabha. Petroleum Minister Dharmendra Pradhan told the House that fuel retailers have been allowed to increase price of kerosene sold by a public distribution system by 25 paisa a litre per month for 10 months. Why did this story come in your top picks for the week?
Very simple. Kerosene, like most subsidies, or let me rephrase, kerosene is the holy grail in the entire list of subsidies. It's something which the poor generally tend to use. So it is something which a politician will fear touching. So here is the first step towards where they are bringing it, the prices on par, but they're doing it in a very interesting way. One, they're saying that they're going to increase the prices by 25 paise. While they're discouraging the consumption of kerosene by making it more expensive, they are giving you the option of LPG. So there is a big program of the government targeting LPG for BPL people, particularly funding it through subsidies taken away from those who don't need the subsidy. So it's a kind of very interesting reordering, or the political economy of this whole move is very significant. But what is fascinating to me is that it was made in the House and there was no uproar about it. So I think once again, India has crossed into a new era where we're moving away from traditional holy cows and probably discovering new ones, but we are abandoning the old regime bit by bit.
There was another interesting development this week in the world of smartphones, where makers are trying to woo small town users. I think this is also, especially with, advertisements that have local languages, and this is no longer a barrier for young India's aspiration. How do you see this? And especially, this would also be a huge opportunity for smartphone makers, seeing the number of...
Absolutely. I think it's a great story for the smartphone manufacturer, especially the new ones that are entering the race. But to me, the biggest takeaway of this was what you mentioned of aspirations. I think this is beginning to articulate our aspirations. It's not just between you, me, or those who can afford it. Aspirations are there with everybody. But how do you articulate it? Previously, there was a point about a wealth barrier to articulating these aspirations. A cell phone could not be priced beyond a certain point. I think what is fascinating about this is that these smartphone guys are discovering price points and reinforcing the fact that in a country like India, we have such variegated levels of disparity, particularly on the economic side, that it makes eminent sense to have a price point. So going back, we look at somebody like C.K. Prahlad, the late C.K. Prahlad. He's the one who argued that there was enormous potential at the bottom of the pyramid, so-called bottom of the pyramid, those people whose aspirations they are unable to articulate because of the wealth barrier. That can be addressed, he felt, by price points. So to give an example from his, which became for people like HLL, their big strategy was bringing shampoos in sachets. So all of a sudden, shampoo use went up. Great news for HLL. Even better, we realized that rural India, the poor also used shampoo. Hmm. So it was not that they didn't want to use shampoo, they couldn't use shampoo. So the smartphone experiment for me is very smart. It addresses that aspiration quotient, and which is very important. I think it's very important for the new India when we look at the next 70 years, that it has to be a very inclusive India.
True.
And this is one way to go about it.
I think that's why we've also seen 251 rupee phones. And the next pick is from Hero MotoCorp. Sunil Munjal will step down as the joint managing director next month to lead the Hero Group's venture in defense. This also is a key sector in the Make in India project of the government. Why did you pick this story for the week?
I think about two or three reasons. One, you know, in India, we are seeing these families, industrial families, the third generation, often the breakup comes. So you're seeing the same thing here. You know, the patriarch passed away and they are beginning to restructure the business. And of course, they're divvying it up, but being clever, trying to specialize and create greater synergies within the group. But to me, I thought this is more about a breakup and they're doing it in a nice way. But it tells you also about the churn that is happening in Indian industry. See, what has happened historically is Indian industry has grown mostly in the era of protection. So they emerged in an era where they were protected, mollycoddled, they were given a lot of incentives. They really didn't have to compete with the best. But what we are seeing in the last, say, 5 or 10 years is that they are now measuring up to global competition. And it is not an easy way. At the same time, to be fair to them, they have a lot of handicaps in terms of high interest rates, cost of capital, labor issues, this, that, whatever it is.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And their foreign competitors have deep pockets. So here, Indian industry in the middle of a churn, you have family-owned businesses which always are in churn because, you know, the younger, new generation comes, they have different ideas. So to me, here, this Hero story captured a lot of this change. And like you rightly said, the most critical sector, automobiles, which is again in the middle of a churn because you're seeing a gigantic disruption with the new share economy at our doorstep. You know, so we are moving to an era where people are unlikely to own cars. They're probably going to use an Uber and an Ola, which I think in our own little lives, they're already playing out.
Absolutely. The last pick for this week is last week's Mint Lounge cover on Rio. Tomorrow is the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, and India this time is sending their largest contingent for the Games. So what made you pick this story?
Firstly, Olympics. I think we are all in love with the idea of Olympics.
Absolutely.
And this whole notion of sport, again, it inspires me personally, and I think it inspires a lot of people. So the combo of this and the fact, like you rightly said, previously, you know, we used to always write about individual athletes going from India. We'll follow P.T. Usha, you know, or we'll follow like even Leander Paes, who's a veteran of so many Olympics. But we never followed a contingent. So today, this year, I think we have a women's hockey team.
Yes.
And which is a great thing. We have never been there. And we are there. We have a gymnastics, this young lady, Duti Chant. What an inspiring story. So you have such fascinating subtext to this Olympics as the Indian team goes. And to me, the Olympics this time, though it's happening in a lot of controversies with dope and all kinds of politics, Brazil is in a tough situation economically, politically, but there are also legends likely to be made here. You have Michael Phelps, who's coming in, I think, for his fifth Olympics. You have, of course, the star of all of stars, Usain Bolt. And if he pulls it off, as he's threatening to, then, you know, there's a great, great story there. So to me, Olympics, you know, shows me that as human beings, we can always push higher and higher physically. And every time I see these athletes, I get inspired that much more.
True. So we have a very inspiring month ahead, at least.
Absolutely.
So that wraps up this week's top picks. Do let us know what you think. You can email us at feedback@livemint.com or follow us at LiveMint on Twitter and Mint on Facebook. Thank you for listening and do share this podcast.